Dr. Fleming, always a pleasure.
Yes, thank
Unfortunately,
you.
the same topic today that we've discussed for the last several months, and that is the budget and the debt ceiling. Still
yes,
an impasse.
Yes.
Are we going to make it?
Well, it's very frustrating. The August 2nd deadline is an artificial deadline, but for sure, beginning August 3rd, government will have more and more difficulty paying its bills, and Republicans, just as much as Democrats, want to see a resolution to this. But the president has really taken a position that he's picking up his marbles and taking them home. He is not going to compromise with anybody. As you know, several efforts, or many efforts actually, have failed. He insists that he wants to have plenty of money to spend, $2.4 trillion. He does not really want any real cuts, and he definitely does not want any reform of entitlement programs that are going to completely displace our budget if we don't begin some reforms for the future. But finally, after ending everything, Speaker Boehner and Harry Reid, who's Democratic leader of the Senate, came up with an agreement Friday night, and Harry Reid presented it to the president. He flipped his top. He said there's no way he would go along with it. So the intransigence is all from the president. Everyone in Congress, everybody up here on the Hill, is just absolutely frustrated with the president. He just wants things his way, and it's his way or the highway. He does not want to compromise on anything that we can see. And yet he's yet to present any plan whatsoever other than give me $2.4 trillion.
That just boggles my mind. I mean, I have been, of course, working in radio for 38 years, working on a very small salary, and have been in situations before where my budget has been strapped and I've had to cut.
Yes.
And it seems logical that, and maybe it's too logical, we don't have a revenue problem, we got a spending problem. You want to fix the problem, you stop spending.
Yeah,
or at least
no
cut
doubt
back.
About it. We spoke with an economist yesterday who walked us through what happened during the Great Depression. And what happened during the Great Depression was the knee-jerk reaction was, well, we need more revenue, so we'll increase taxes. And taxes were increased twice, and each time the Depression got worse. So this is definitely not the time to increase taxes, because all that does is kill jobs. But the president, for, I think, political reasons, feels that in order to energize his base to be reelected, he's got to insist on more taxes. And he continues to want money for all the various programs. And we know that the bailouts and the job programs have all been a failure, the stimulus, everything. He wants to continue along the same pathway. And, you know, Albert Einstein said that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Right. How true, how true. Well, you know, there's a Associated Press GFK poll out this morning that says nearly half of the country, you and me, people, everyday ordinary folks, experiencing debt stress, 17% up from where it was in November. That tells me right there that, I mean, if people are really worried about their finances, now's sure enough not the time to tax them.
No, not at all. And, in fact, the average Mr. and Mrs. America have actually been paying off their personal debt for the last couple of years. The savings rate has gone up. Personal debt rates have gone down. Everybody in the country has done the right thing, and that is to cut back on their spending, you know, get your priorities straight and get ready to go. States have been doing that. As we know, Wisconsin and New Jersey, Virginia, Ohio, Louisiana, cities have been getting their affairs in order. But the President of the United States insists that he's going to continue spending wildly, and there's so many ways we can cut back. I mean, we see it every day, John. It's just very frustrating, and I can tell you that on the Hill, there's just a lot of people that just walk around in a daze, just going, you know, we've got a president who insists on taking us down this road, and it's very difficult to get him turned around on this.
And I know there have been numerous plans tossed out and batted around, and some of them passed one house and then got killed in the Senate.
Well, the only plan that's been presented has been a Republican plan, cut, cap, and balance. It would involve a balanced budget amendment. It would put caps on spending in the future. I mean, it's a very balanced program, and it would bring us back to prosperity. And the president has never, despite what the media may say, he has never presented a plan. He's always tossed some ideas out there and then pulled them back whenever it got serious. Harry Reid only now is presenting some kind of plan, but it's very milquetoast. And so we've always been in the position that we've had the only plan. We've passed the only budget. The Senate, controlled by Harry Reid, has not passed a budget in over 800 days. The American people should be very upset that they have a segment of the government that is just totally in freeze frame, is unwilling to do their jobs.
Well, Congressman, hang in there. Hopefully we'll get something resolved here in the next few days.
Well, I would just tell folks, look, let's work towards 2012, and hopefully we'll get a functional government back. It's going to take replacing some folks up here in Washington to get that done.
There you go. Congressman John Fleming, always a pleasure. Always
Thank you,
run out
John.
Of time before we run out of things to talk about. We'll talk to
okay.
you again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You betcha. KEEL News Time is 7:26.